Andrew, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Thanks for the opportunity. So my name is Andrew Cassius. My wife, Elizabeth, and I, we own Heartspace Yoga Studios. We have a studio here in Troy and a studio in Albany. We've been running the two studios since 2010, and that was the Albany studio originally. And the Troy studio we opened in 2013. And as of the last few years, it's been a full-time, you know, gig for me, running the studios and teaching a little bit. And that's what I do.
Can you tell us how you developed your interest in yoga?
Oh, sure. Well, it turns out back when I was in college, I took a class that they called stretching and relaxation, but they didn't call it yoga. And I was doing it, and I thought, my gosh, why do I feel so good? I was relaxed. I felt great. I had the best semester I had. And then years later, I went to a yoga class when I was living in New York City because it was a fairly stressful environment, and I thought I'd try it out. And I got into it, and I said, hey, that was yoga. That was yoga I was doing all those years ago, but they didn't tell us that. I wish they'd told us. They just called it stretching and relaxation. So I got into it when I was living in New York, and then my dad lives up here. He's getting older, so I thought, well, I should move up here and keep an eye on him. And so I just kept going with it, and you know, found a local yoga studio over in Albany, and that's where I started locally to get into it after having good experience in New York City.
So Albany was your first studio. How did you come upon opening the one in Albany?
It was just a series of, you know, I guess fortunate events, I suppose. And I was attending the studio in Albany. My friend Robert, who owned it and was operating at the time, he hit a point where he just couldn't keep going with it. He didn't live in the area. He had to commute over, and it was just too much. And he said, well, either somebody buy it or I have to close it. And I couldn't bear that because I needed my place, and I really felt connected to it. And so we had this, you know, studio over in Albany, just near Washington Park. And so I said, okay, Robert, I'll buy it from you. That's fine. And it was a time where lots of things were happening. I'd been just got married a couple of years prior. My daughter was about to be born, but whatever. I continued it on, and you know, and at the time I was moonlighting because I had a day job, and you know, the yoga studio didn't pay all the bills. But then in 2013, I had an opportunity to open the Troy studio. And I thought, well, if I can have a second studio, then I, you know, might be able to, you know, let go of my day job and just do this full time. So that's what we did. We opened the Troy studio here in 2013. And since then, you know, collectively, the number of students has grown enough that, you know, it's my full time job right now.
What was your daytime job at the time?
I honestly can't remember. No, I'm kidding. I sat at a desk and I used computers. But that seems like a long, long time ago now. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I would definitely say it was a move up in the world to yoga.
No doubt.
What would you say is the biggest limitation to running and operating a yoga studio in the upstate area?
That's a good question. You know, it's a pretty open enterprise. People show up and are open, and you know, it's there aren't a lot of obstacles. I mean, it's not like running a restaurant. There's no perishable products. There's just people who want to better themselves, and so everyone who walks through the door is in a very open state of mind. I work with a wonderful group of teachers who leads classes, and so in all those respects, it's easy. It's great. It's almost effortless because we all enjoy it so much. There's a degree of work involved, but I would say the biggest limitation is not ours, but the limitation that a lot of people feel about either undertaking yoga or walking into a yoga studio or something. They feel maybe say, well, that's not for me. I'm not flexible. I can't do yoga. I don't have the right body type, whatever. And you know, I think that's unfortunate because a lot of people could really benefit from the practice. That said, you know, yoga isn't for everybody. I understand that, but I think there's a lot of people who self-limit themselves, and they could really enjoy a lot of what yoga has to offer, yoga and meditation. But they don't want to take that next step. So that's what I see as the biggest limitation.
With the limitation of self, I was looking around, and you guys have a lot of different programs, and I feel like that might even help a lot of people that's, you know, Well, I don't really know about this, but my friend has gone to this before, and you guys have that, so I might try that. How do you feel your the variety of services past, just yoga affects how people kind of interact?
Well, we're pretty much exclusively all yoga and meditation. Some of the other studios, they get into some other stuff. They'll do more sort of, I don't know, some studios they do aerial yoga, which is cool, and some studios will turn up the temperature for hot yoga. Not my thing exactly, but some people really enjoy it. But we really offer a variety of yoga meant to appeal to all different people at different ages and different experiences of yoga and different body types. We want people to feel welcome. We want them to know that this is an open place. It's a safe, open place. And so we'll meet them where they're at. We offer yoga for brand new beginners, yoga for, we do prenatal yoga, postnatal yoga. We're doing a new series starting in January or in February 2018, Yoga for Ample Bodies. People who are a little heavier and who, maybe feel, they're not ready to come into a class. They want some modifications. So we're doing everything we can to really let people know that we're open and we're here for you. So, yeah, that's what we do. And we get a lot of people later in life, seniors, or who walk in and say, "Well, I'm 65 years old. I'd like to start yoga. Is it too late?" And we say, "No, it's not. It's a perfect time."
What would you say to people who want to start a yoga class or even provide yoga teaching? I believe I saw that you guys actually have like a teacher training. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, that's right. There, one of our instructors, Lauren Tulin, she runs a teacher training program out of our Albany studio, and that's done on a monthly basis over the course of about 7 or 8 months. She also runs one here at the Troy Studio and on a weekly basis. And we have a lot of people who do that, some to teach, and some people simply to deepen their practice. They're hungry for knowledge. They want to really get into it. So that's where a lot of people go with that side of things. As far as people wanting to, start classes, or they just want to get going and they don't know where to start. Like I said, our brand new beginner series, perfect place to start. We also do a lot of foundations and fundamentals classes for people who just want to come to a weekly drop-in class, kind of pick up where people are at, where the class is working at, and then just and continue with it. And some people stay at that. There's no need to change. It's perfect for them. Other people like to get into some of the other styles and other practices that we offer.
How would you describe yoga's intersection with spiritual, social, and professional life?
Everybody, that's a good question. Everybody who comes here is, we would say, our householders. We're, as I said, we're not an ashram, we're not a monastery. It's just people who want to come in and take some yoga classes and manage stress and live a better, more productive, focused life. So we feel pretty good if we can just help people slow down, find a little bit of stillness, more comfort in their body, a little more comfort and ease in their mind. And from there, things happen for people. They'll maybe learn to take a deeper breath. They'll learn to slow down a little bit and listen to the voice inside. And then from there, maybe a deeper spiritual life takes root. We'll see. I don't put too much pressure on our teachers. We're not gurus. We don't have to be gurus. But if we can just spark somebody to wake up a little bit and think about it, that's pretty good. And then in terms of people who are living a professional life, they're working. We find that the ability to slow down, manage stress, and be focused really helps people to do their daily tasks and their jobs a lot more effectively, as well as manage relationships, sleep better, blah, 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 the whole deal. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. If anybody wants to find out more about HeartSpace or the classes that you guys provide, how would they go about doing that?
Yeah, just contact us. Go to our website, heartspacealbany.com. And I chose that website name before we had the Troy Studio. So if I'd known we were going to have the Troy Studio, I might have reconsidered that. Anyhow, heartspacealbany.com. Just go there. You can email us, or, but if you go to the website, you'll see all the contact information. But, call or email. I really like speaking with people before they jump into a class so I can help them figure out what's going to be best for them. You know, we don't want people to come in and get discouraged and be like, oh, I'm never going to do that again. You know, so we want people to come in, feel good, feel empowered, you know, feel good in their bodies and leave maybe just a little altered, feeling, you know, for the better.
Well, thank you, Andrew.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for the opportunity. It was nice to speak with you.